tipping point is the fact that Iran's been doing this for 47 years. We know what this regime is all about. I always say Iran, let me be clear, I'm not talking about the people of Iran. The people of Iran don't even like this government or this regime. This is a regime that is led by radical Shia clerics, by people who believe that it is their calling. I know this sounds fantastical, but it's absolutely true. This is a regime led by people who believe that it is their calling and their purpose in life to usher in the end of the world. These people want nuclear weapons. Why do we know that? Because they are assembling all the things you need for nuclear weapons. They're assembling long-range rockets that can eventually reach the United States, can already range Europe. We saw them demonstrate two of them last week, despite denying that they had them. They enriched uranium to 60%. As you pointed out a moment ago, from 60 to 90%, which is what you need for a bomb, takes 12 to 14 days. They bragged about still having that. They demand the right to enrich, which is how you get from 60 to 90%. They're the leading sponsor of terrorism, not in the region, in the world. They can never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon, which is what President Trump made very clear from the very first day of his presidency. From the very first day of his candidacy. When he came down that escalator in 2015, he talked about this. He's actually been talking about the threat of Iran before he was even a political candidate. And as president, he was not going to allow Iran to pose a threat to Americans now or future generations of Americans. So we had to act.